guarantees financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Be there for the big game at the new Tap Room at Rise Nightclub. Packers take on the Steelers Sunday, February 6th. 4:25 kickoff. $15 cover gets you into all the action, including free food, drink specials from Bud and Herradura Tequila. Massive giveaways, including a 32-inch flat-screen TV and a weekend ski trip to Angel Fire Resort. Herradura Tequila Girls and Budweiser giving away tons of swag. Food provided by one of Santa Fe's hottest new restaurants, Koi. See the big game from the multi-flat screens and a 73-inch rear projection TV. Rise Nightclub, Tap Room, and the big game. Be there.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Mattress Firm.
If you want a healthier night's sleep, now is the time to save on the world-famous Tempur-Pedic. Beat the price increase event at Mattress Firm.
Buy now, save now. Save up to $300 on the Cloud Supreme at Mattress Firm. National buying power, the largest in-stock selection in New Mexico, and same-day delivery make it the easy choice for your next Tempur-Pedic.
The life-changing power of a Tempur-Pedic bed is something you simply have to experience to believe.
Trade in that old sagging mattress for a new Tempur-Pedic and see how your better nights turn into better days.
Now is the perfect time to buy your new Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme at a price you will never see again.
Improve your life for less than $2 a night. Tempur-Pedic will give you a great night's sleep for many years to come. At Mattress Firm, we guarantee you'll like it.
Mattress Firm, where it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
Call 800-MATT-FIRM to order your Tempur-Pedic today.
With New Mexico's largest in-stock selection of Tempur-Pedic, you can be sleeping better tonight.
Mattress Firm and Tempur-Pedic, changing the way the world sleeps tonight.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hi there, and welcome to a special Super Bowl broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Well, I didn't pronounce that correctly, Gino. Super Bowl broadcast, sort of a tongue twister, of All Things Real Estate, which again is the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome my special guest co-host today, Tom Simon, principal of Westgate Properties, LLC, the well-regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, and good morning.
Well, in a few minutes, Tom and I are going to tackle a variety of homeowner and condo association issues that we hope you find interesting. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go over to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of the All Things Real Estate show and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, this is an interesting title, Gino, I Need a Wife, offers you a variety of professional home cleaning services that I'm sure you will find very helpful. For more information, give Glenna Bush, who is a new supporter of All Things Real Estate, and her company, I Need a Wife, a call at 913-0410. That's 913-0410. Or again, you can check out I Need a Wife by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Glenna, shout out to you. I know you're listening to the show today, and thank you for your support. As always, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, why don't you drop an email directly to Tom Simon? I'm going to change things up a little bit. Tom, what's your email address?
That's Tom, T-O-M, at westgatepm.com.
Okay, so that's Tom at westgatepm.com. And again, Westgate Properties is the multi-tenant and homeowner association company that is featuring Tom Simon, who is the principal of the company, as our guest today. And since we have an action-packed program, including a live interview from the Super Bowl in Dallas later in the program, I want to kick things off quickly by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hey, Andrew, what super, mortgage suggestions do you have for the listeners today?
Well, Rick, I thought I'd give you a break from super to talk about scores.
Oh, all right, great.
Last week you asked about credit reporting.
Yes, sir.
And credit is one of the three pillars of mortgage lending. They are credit, capacity, and collateral. It is a critical component of a mortgage because it reports the borrower's financial history and predicts the borrower's ability to pay. FICO, which is what these scores are, comes from the Fair Isaac Company, which was started by three math professors from the University of California in the 60s, who felt that they could predict a borrower's ability to service debt. It took almost 20 years for them to convince the lenders that they were on the right track. But today, the credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax use FICO algorithms to come up with a credit score between 350 and 500. A mortgage credit report, what we use, takes all three scores from each of the bureaus. And, you know, they differ. And they differ because of different data sets and proprietary tweaks in the algorithm that FICO uses. We usually take the middle score, which is what we use as sort of our paradigm. But the key is that today credit is critical in the mix for mortgage approval. And what most people might not know is that Fannie and Freddie assume a good credit score of 720. And when you range below 720, there is the borrower can be penalized in program and price. And many lenders won't even consider lending below 660. But for now, FHA is the only lender that will go down to 620 and still allows scores down to that level, but not below. We heard about subprime, which was defined as 620 or below, where the probability of default is 1 in 5. And these loans aren't given anymore today. So anything below 620 is probably out of it. The credit score is very important. Next week I'm going to talk about the components of credit score and how your listeners can get their credit score up.
Well, great. And you used the metaphor of the Super Bowl, but turned it around and talked about scores. Thank you very much for doing that. And I guess maybe one of the messages I know, and I'm glad you're going to be talking about this further, Andrew, but one of the messages we want to deliver to the listeners today is that it's always useful and probably necessary, particularly if you're going to buy a house, to regularly check your credit scores across three of the three credit bureaus. Isn't that good counsel?
That is, and I'm going to tell them in one of the coming broadcasts how to do it for free.
Oh, excellent. Well, we always like free. That is Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you for your commentary. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and I bet I know who you're rooting for.
Well, maybe not.
Okay, very good. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, I now want to welcome back to the program Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC. On January 23rd, Tom and Westgate Properties hosted a very highly successful homeowner and condo association seminar that we actually aired as part of a remote broadcast of the show. We covered a lot of important topics during the seminar, had a number of very, very expert panelists in attendance, but a number of the questions about homeowner and condo associations were asked by those who were attending, and we simply didn't have time to address them. So today, Tom's going to stage his own Q&A Super Bowl, and give you some useful information. I guess I'd like to kick this off, Tom, with this conversation by asking you what the upshot was of this highly successful seminar. In fact, what did people learn about homeowner and condo associations at the event?
Well, we had some terrific panelists there with two attorneys and a Senator Peter Wirth, as well as an insurance person, who all of whom were really top in their field for the subject of condominium, homeowner association complexes, as well as both the legal and the insurance aspect.
Uh-huh. And so at the end of the day, people who came there, and again, there were, I think, 60, 70 people, very well attended. They actually applauded you at the end of the seminar, which was, heck, we don't even get that on the radio show. So they obviously got a lot out of it, seriously. And they seem to be asking every single question that I, as a real estate broker, encounter with people that are going into condo or homeowner associations. So you gave out a lot of information, but maybe with your permission, let's just go through a lot of the questions that weren't answered at the event. And I'm going to start out with a simple list that you handed to me. And one is there a formula for adequate reserves for condo associations, and how much do we need to have in a reserve? And why don't you explain what a reserve fund is anyway?
Sure. This is a question that is asked all the time, especially when I'm first interviewing an association to talk about managing their community. The reserve is the amount that you set aside for replacing infrastructure, those things that are considered common elements, mm-hmm. like pool equipment and stucco roofs, all those sorts of things, the roads, the lighting, and so on. And the question has to do with, well, how much money should we put aside in the bank and just to be available down the road for those things? And the answer is that there isn't an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA want to see at least 10% of the budget going toward reserves. But that's just a rule of thumb. It's not even all that accurate. The only way to truly know how much to set aside is to study it through a reserve study.
And when you say Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the reason why that's important, the 10% threshold, is because if someone wants to buy a condominium in an association, those two lending entities look at those numbers to make sure that when they make a loan out to that buyer, that there is adequate protection for the protection of that loan, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I guess as you said, there's no one size fits all, and it really depends on the complexity of the community, of all those things. I live in a community, I should say, Tom Simon, with all transparency here, is the fine management company, Westgate Properties, that manages the company. The community I live in, Casa de San Juan, and our community is very different than the next one down the road.
That's correct.
And so from your standpoint, how do you make that assessment, though, when you get that very good question, what should be in our reserves?
Well, the way to do it really is to hire a specialist that analyzes the reserve needs of your community, and what they do is look at the infrastructure, identify what the association is responsible for maintaining, determine what the useful life remaining in those assets are, how much it will cost down the road, whether it's 2 years or 20 years, to replace those assets, and then back into a number that we need to collect today in order to set aside so that in 20 years or 30 years, those things can be replaced.
I see. Now, at the seminar that you did on the 23rd at the Hotel Santa Fe, again, that was Westgate Property sponsoring this homeowner and condo association event, you mentioned that State Senator Peter Wirth was there, and he spoke at great length about legislation that's pending in the legislature. We've got about a minute before we take a break here, but one of the questions that came up, Tom, is in what respect will the HOA Act or Condo Act amendments be retroactive? And this is some of the legislation that he's actually dealing with. What's your thought?
Well, the HOA Act is a completely new part of the law that's being introduced. It was originally considered not to be retroactive, but one of the changes that they made in receiving feedback from their constituencies is it really needs to deal with current problems in the way in which HOAs are run, and so they are making that one retroactive in its current form.
Mm-hmm.
Condo Act amendments, the Condo Act has been around for a while. Those modifications, my understanding is, are not going to be retroactive.
Hmm. And, of course, we have to wait until the legislative session concludes in about another 40 days or so to know whether or not, as you're looking into the crystal ball, those things do happen. So we will – actually, Tom Simon, I'm not going to take any fire away from you, but he's going to host another homeowner and condo association seminar at some point in the near future, perhaps at the end of the legislative session, so that we can get the feedback from Senator Wirth and others. Is that what you want to do?
That's right. We'd love to do that. It might be – in April, but we'll still be talking about the legislation, the results.
Excellent. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about homeowner and condo association issues with my special in-studio guest here on Super Bowl Sunday, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
He went for the about food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. Or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD, or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today, Super Bowl Sunday, we're doing a lot of super things. Okay, well, maybe not everybody thinks that, but we are indeed. We're doing a big super thing here regarding homeowner and condo association issues because on the 23rd of January, my in-studio guest, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, hosted a very, very successful event, which shared an enormous amount of information to those that attended, and we did a remote broadcast, so all the thousands of listeners got some very good advice about their own homeowner and condo association situations. And we're going to be plowing into that a little bit more today. Before we go into that, though, or go back to it, I want to remind you that the law firm of Shore, Yost & Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. The current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning and formation, banking law, and tax planning. Shore, Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by Martindale Hubbell. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shore, Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com. That's SantaFeLawyers.com, or reach by phone at 505-989-7500. John Patterson, one of the founders of the firm, was actually a panelist at Tom Simon's seminar on the 23rd, and we appreciated all of his comments. I now want to shift gears but continue with our Super Bowl theme and welcome Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Santa Fe's premier landscape and garden design studio, to the program. Welcome to the show, Thomas. How are you?
Just doing fine, Ray. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, here we're going to, and I apologize in advance for all these silly metaphors and things I'm doing today, but Thomas, I want to ask you, what super suggestions do you have for the listeners when it comes to planning for and then executing their own landscaping?
Thank you, Ray. You know, the team that's going to win the Super Bowl today is going to do so because they practice and play the fundamentals better than the other team. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, the listener that wants to create a winning landscape design is going to need to know the fundamentals of design.
Mm-hmm. Good, makes
sense. And so knowing these fundamentals, the listener is going to create a design that creates a landscape they want to spend time with. And I see four basic fundamentals here in New Mexico for creating a design. First is the use. You know, what functions do they want their landscape to fulfill? We have a lot of different functions the landscape can fulfill, and most have a number of functions, from entertaining to wildlife attraction, vegetable and garden, flower gardening, and those type of functions. Next, the listener is going to want to know what kind of style they want for their landscape. In other words, what will the landscape look like? And a good style complements the home's architecture, reflects the lifestyle of the homeowner, and is in balance with what's going on inside the house. Some styles that work well here are the typical ones like Pueblo, Northern New Mexico, and Territorial. But each of those has its own unique and distinct landscape style.
Uh-huh.
Others I see that are being used a lot here now are Asian, because it's very simple and complements our architecture here. There's modern because of its clean lines. And then a lot of people are going for the natural look, especially with meadows, and which have a lot of nice wildflowers and grasses in them.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, or the next step would be the homeowner wants to ask himself, what are they going to do? What materials are they going to use to make this the function come out and the style reflect who they are? And two terms the homeowner should know is there's hardscape, and these sort of create the bones of the landscape, which are like walls and pathways, water features, structures, and a big part of that is water catchment and irrigation. And then the second part is softscape, and these are mainly plants. And two types of plants that really work well here in New Mexico are native. They're found here or in the Southwest, and then adaptive ones, which are ones that plants that have come from other parts of the world or the country but work well here.
Mm-hmm.
And probably most important is that the listener needs to look at all this in relationship to water use and conserving water. And so choices should be always looked at in those light.
Right. Well, and those are the four fundamentals you just talked about, I think, are very critical as a real estate broker when I'm talking to someone who's maybe buying a property and building a house and they don't know where to go. They should turn to someone with the kind of professional expertise that you have, Thomas, to get the four fundamentals, understand how they integrate into the property. So I want to thank you for those very, sorry again, super ideas today on Super Bowl Sunday. And if you want to discuss your own landscape design options with Thomas, then go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on the link to Thomas Williams Design. Thomas, thank you for joining All Things Real Estate as a supporter, and I look forward to having you on the show. And we're going to actually feature you with some of our remote broadcasts at actual properties. I hope you're looking forward to that.
I sure am, and thank you very much.
Right? Okay, talk to you, and go whatever your team is, right? I'm not going to say who's our prize is yet, but whoever you're supporting, I hope they win, all right?
Okay, same to you.
Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Back to my in-studio guest, Tom Simon, who is the principal of Westgate Properties. Today we're talking about those issues that we weren't able to address on the 23rd of January at a homeowner and condo association event that we did down at the Hotel Santa Fe. Skipping around with some of the questions, this may sound as sort of odd, but one thing that came up, Tom, and you think it's really important for people to get your counsel on it, here is a question that came from a listener. Is the HOA, Homeowner Association, responsible in any way for the behavior of a homeowner who is obviously mentally ill? Now, that wasn't asked in jest. It's a very serious issue. What's your professional counsel on that?
Well, I like the question, Ray, because it brings to mind a principle that we try to apply when we're dealing with problems in communities. And that's the idea that you deal with the behavior, not with a person. So I didn't get the opportunity to ask this person what the issues were that they were dealing with, but just the fact that someone has an illness doesn't automatically cause it to be a problem for the HOA.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is, what behavior are they exhibiting that is disruptive or that is contrary to providing a community where everyone can enjoy? And so that's the real question, is what's the behavior you're trying to regulate or that you're concerned about?
Right. And not always an easy thing to assess, but again, having a professional management company like Westgate Properties there as part of your team gives you someone who deals with this issue on a regular basis to provide that kind of expertise. Something sort of somewhat related to it, another question that came up from one of your attendees, and that is it a conflict of interest for the spouse of a board member to actually bid on association work?
Well, that's another That actually doesn't come up very often, but you know, just the fact that there's a conflict of interest doesn't automatically mean that you need to stay away from it. What's important in that situation is that there be some objective criteria to use in order to evaluate contractors that you intend to employ. And so it's okay if the spouse is wanting to be a contractor for the community, so long as you're applying objective criteria and making choices based on that criteria and not based on the fact that that person is the spouse of the board member.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, maybe putting bids out, and if the spouse ends up having the best company for the services to be rendered, why would you not hire that person for the services that they're rendering, correct?
Sure. My view, though, is that when you decide to do that, you do need to be extra vigilant to make sure that you continue throughout the process to use that objective criteria to evaluate their work.
I tell you what, Tom, we're going to take a quick break here because we're actually going to be making a phone call live to the Super Bowl with two people that are down there. When we come back, we're going to talk to them about the big game today, and then we'll come back into our very important conversation here on Super Bowl Sunday with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties about homeowner and condo association issues. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Tom Hartman. Ask yourself the question, why is America the most violent of all the advanced societies, of all the developed societies? Why do we have the highest abortion rates? Why do we have the highest rates of crime? Why do we have the highest rates of clinical depression? As the distance in wealth between the top 20% and the bottom 20% gets wider and wider, and the middle class collapses, all of those outcomes start to become wildly exaggerated.
Tom Hartman, weekdays 10 to 1 on Talk 1260, KTRC.
Sotheby's International Realty and host of all things real estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
You're a small business owner, but you're not advertising. You believe that the economy is still stagnant, that consumers are hanging on to their money. You think maybe you'll spend a little on advertising once things start to pick up, but you know what? By then, it'll be too late. Your competitors will already be advertising and taking a big, fat chunk of your market share. You'll have totally missed the boat. The train will have left the station, and there you'll be standing all alone on the platform, watching slack-jawed as customers pass you by. Why? Because they don't know you're there, because you didn't advertise, because you didn't think it was worth it. Every moment of every day, someone is buying something. People are shopping right this second, making choices, making purchases, and if you're not talking to them, someone else is. Advertising greases the wheels of commerce, fuels the engines of economic expansion, connects consumers with companies and buyers with sellers. Advertising. It works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Okay, and now live from the Super Bowl in Dallas, I want to welcome Mike Plant and Steve Ziegler, managing partners of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Welcome to the show, guys. I played a little bit of crowd noise there to put you in the spirit. Can you hear me?
We got you. I'm going to talk to you first, Ray, and then I'll turn it over to Steve. But We're definitely in the spirit. We're right across from the stadium, been having a little tailgate party with about 10,000 other Packer fans, so all good so far.
Well, I was going to say that now Mike and Steve, besides offering this fabulous home building site for sale at Canyon Ridge, they also are natives of Wisconsin, so we know who they're going to be rooting for today during the Super Bowl. Well, how does it feel to be in the center of the universe, guys?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, I think I speak for Steve when I say this is in your blood when you're born in Wisconsin, and these two teams are known throughout America as probably the best two traveling teams and the fan base that extends the 50 states, and you can see it here. I've been to 7 Super Bowls, and I've never seen the energy that I have here today already.
Well, and unlike and sadly what's been going on in the streets of Cairo, I know that that it's a good banter between the Steeler and the Packer fans out there. There's no fisticuffs going on, right?
No, not until the kickoff starts.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back to talking about the game before we let you go, but let's give the listeners sort of a 1-2 punch today, Mike. Why don't you take a minute to remind them about Canyon Ridge and what that experience is all about?
Sure. It's, again, a vision that Steve and I share of that certainly puts conservation and wildlife and habitat at the outset and priority of everything we do. And I think when you go on our website and you see the commitment that we've made to the environment and to preserving that for generations, people will get a feel for the fact that that's been the guiding principle in this conservation development. And it's important to make sure that we emphasize that conservation is certainly our guiding light in making sure we preserve what was there long before we got there and certainly long into the future.
Yeah, and you're of that 6,000 acres of only 81 home sites, you're offering 4,000 acres, as you said, in conservation easement forever and ever, and that's going to allow the people who buy there, who build their homes there, to do things like fishing and hiking and mountain biking. You're going to put an equestrian center in. I mean, essentially, this is going to be a destination for people that really enjoy not only the beauty that Chama provides, but also those kinds of activities. Isn't that the point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, get outside, enjoy the great outdoors, and certainly what the good Lord put on earth for all of us to be responsible and protect for again, generations to come. But also, we're not naive enough to not think that at the end of a long day, you'd like to go up to a nice 4,800-square-foot lodge and have a fitness center to go work out at, enjoy some outdoor cabins that are inside the easement, great roads, great infrastructure, provide utilities, provide water, all those things that are important in a turnkey operation so that someone could come and build their dream paradise and be able to enjoy that outdoors while still having some modern amenities to go along with it.
And probably on the next show, Mike, we're going to drill down a little bit about a series of tours that we're going to be offering to prospective buyers in the spring and the summer. I just want to, again, plant the seed with all the listeners that down the road they're going to have a chance to go up to this beautiful setting that I saw in November, and it is really extraordinary. I tell you what, are you on the speakerphone, or do you want to hand the phone over to Steve? I want to ask him.
Let me hand it over to Steve, okay? And sorry your Jets didn't make it, but I know you're rooting for the Packers today.
You got it, buddy. Count on that for
Steve.
Sure. All righty. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve Ziegler, who is the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge, is joining us as well live from the Super Bowl. Steve, besides being an incredibly successful businessman running a major corporation in Wisconsin, I know that you actually have found that Alpine Ranch Living is quite extraordinary. Won't you talk to the listeners for a minute about how that evolved for you and what made Canyon Ridge in particular special for you and your wife?
Well, it's a rather new experience for us. Mike introduced us to Alpine Living or Alpine Ranching back in November of 2006. And we liked it so much that about 6 months later we bought a place about 3 hours north of Canyon Ridge in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains. And find it absolutely incredible. We own 3 properties, right? We also have a place in Arizona. We have a place in St. Petersburg that we've been vacationing at. But now we pretty much gravitate towards the mountains because it's just so incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there's just so much to do out there.
Yeah, well, that we were talking about that with Mike, and we've talked with him on the show before. And you've been writing articles in our All Things Real Estate newsletter every month about your Alpine Ranch experiences. I guess down the road, Steve, one of the things that I know the listeners are going to be excited about participating in is being able to tour Canyon Ridge. I did it back in November. It's an extraordinary thing to do, 6,000 acres. Just talk for a minute about your own experiences. You've toured around those 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge.
Well, when, in fact, the first time that Mike took me around, we were going out on the trails on a pickup 4x4 and ran into a lot of wildlife, which prompted me to take our ranch manager from Mountain Star Ranch in Colorado. We went down to Canyon Ridge, like a few hours away. Of course, we took some horses down there. And I tell you, Ray, one of the most incredible wildlife experiences that I've seen happen there, our ranch manager, Justin Dunn, and I, we were on our horses riding through a trail. I believe it was through lot 13. And in the clearing in front of us, there were probably about 20 elk, calves, and mothers. And they're grazing. We were getting closer and closer, and they were moving. And I said to Justin, or I asked him, Justin, how come they're not moving? He said, Justin says, because they see the horses. We're whispering. They see the horses. They don't see us yet. We got into the middle of them, and about we got in the middle of them, we hear a lot of rustling in the woods around us, around the clearing. And the bull were baying and warning the calves and the mothers that there's something going on there. And pretty soon everybody is just kind of running around, and it was absolutely incredible. There's a little calf right down at Justin's foot. He took a picture of it in his stirrup. But one of the most incredible things is watching, at that time, there were probably about 50 elk all around us trying to figure out what to do and where to go.
Well, now, these are just the kinds of things that people who end up buying lots of land in Canyon Ridge can look forward to on a daily basis. I tell you what, Steve Ziegler, I appreciate all those commentary about your own experience with Canyon Ridge. Is Mike still in there, or is he back out tailgating?
Mike is right here.
I tell you what, Steve, thank you for that. Go Packers. Give the phone back to Mike. I want to just ask him one more question, and good luck today, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. Go Pack.
All right, there you go.
Here's Mike. Thanks, Ray. Good talking to you.
Okay. Mike, I just want to mention to you, are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am.
I just want to mention to you that I have Tom Simon, who is the principal of Westgate Properties, a homeowner and condo association management company, here in the studio with me today. We're talking about a variety of things. We did a remote broadcast a couple of weeks ago, a very successful event where we talked about that. Those are the kinds of issues that once we start selling lots up at Canyon Ridge will become paramount, and people need to think about whatever kind of a homeowner association you're going to create up there. So at some point I want to have Tom and you talk about that, because I think it could be an interesting commentary. But I just wanted to end the show on this, Mike, by saying thanks for carving out time. I know you guys have a lot to do there, of partying very hard for the Packers. I enjoy yourself, and I also want to remind the listeners that if they want to find out more about Canyon Ridge, go to discovercanyonridge.com. You can also contact me because now Sotheby's International Realty is proud to be listing this fabulous property. Mike, any last comments for the listeners today as you go off to the Super Bowl?
No, Ray, we're going to have a good time no matter what happens. We're all going to wake up tomorrow and thank God we're living in the good old United States, and we'll look forward to seeing some of your listeners out on the ranch this spring.
Excellent. Well, listen, Mike Plant, Steve Ziegler of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development, thanks so much for talking to us from the Super Bowl. Enjoy your afternoon, Mike, okay?
Okay, you bet. Thanks, Ray.
Go Packers.
Thanks.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was a little change of pace, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. I tell you what, back to Tom Simon, my in-studio guest today, the principal of Westgate Properties, LLC, sorry. Again, we were talking about homeowner association issues, wanted to, I don't know, what's your thought about that? We're marketing Canyon Ridge, this major new development. We're starting to sell lots of land. At some point, and I can't speak to what the documents say, but at some point they're going to create their own little homeowner association for 81 homes. Any counsel you want to offer to the listeners who might be sort of putting that together as part of their own thinking about Canyon Ridge?
Sure. Well, I, being in the business that I'm in, I couldn't help thinking about the management aspects of Canyon Ridge and what they might need in terms of reserves for future replacements in their clubhouse, and sounds like they're going to have a workout facility, and that's going to require some thinking about how to manage the membership and you know, what sorts of common roads and lighting, and you know, I tend to take that perspective on things. Probably not very many people do, unless they're in my business.
Right.
Think about all the infrastructure issues. But I look forward to being involved in that project.
Well, you can count on that. All we're looking for volunteers who want to be involved, and certainly your professional expertise would be helpful to Mike Plant and Steve Ziegler. Let's keep drilling down on some of these issues here. We've got a couple of minutes, Tom, before we have to take another break here. One of the other questions that came up from the January 23rd seminar from one of the attendees came in and said, if an owner wants an amendment to the declaration, what is the association's responsibility to draft such an amendment? Why don't you explain what that means, declaration, and that may not be clear to people.
Well, the declaration is one of the documents that governs the community, whether it's a condominium or a homeowner association. And the declaration typically deals with the actual real estate itself and who owns what and how do you define a lot or how do you define a unit, things like that.
And so if an owner wants an amendment to the declaration, is it the association that actually drafts that up?
And, you know, the declaration is sort of like the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It is real fundamental to how things operate in the community. And like the Constitution of the United States, it's very difficult to amend. You need the support of almost all unit owners. In some cases, it's 70%. In other cases, it might be 100%. And oftentimes you need the approval of the mortgage holders as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really up to the board whether they want to put that out or not, you know, adopt the amendment. It's really up to the entire community.
Right, and that makes a lot of sense. And you pointed out, just like how sacrosanct our U.S. Constitution is, changing the bylaws of an association in sort of a willy-nilly fashion, maybe as the wind is shifting, doesn't necessarily serve everyone's best interest, correct?
Right, and actually we're talking about the declaration, and the bylaws are another document. I don't want our listeners
confused about that.
No, that's okay.
Yep.
The bylaws typically also require homeowner approval, but not quite at the level of as the declaration requires.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about homeowner and condo association issues. We're also going into our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here on Super Bowl Sunday.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air.
Kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached a very special point in the show. But I'm going to put my colleague, Casey Martin, on hold for just one second, because I need to just remind you that the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company, offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. So that music, which Gino Thompson, my producer, always plays at the beginning of this segment, basically tells you that I'm ready to talk to Casey Martin, one of my colleagues, the associate broker, well-regarded a realtor here in Santa Fe with Sotheby's International Realty. And Casey is actually doing an open house today at 437 Camino del Monte Sol. How are you, Casey?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well,
appreciate it.
I appreciate you being on the show. And you are so articulate. We talked a couple of days ago about this property, and you gave me very effortlessly sort of your pitch about it as if I was walking into your open house. And so you know how this works. You've got 2 minutes to basically sell the listeners on the same attributes of this property. So go right ahead.
Okay. I work primarily in the East Side and have specialized in this area for a long time. And I told Ray the other day that I think this is one of the finest and best houses and values currently in the East Side being offered right now. The house I am at today until around 145 was built in 2002 by John Wolfe of Wolfe Corporation, who's one of our most noteworthy builders. It is fully single level, two bedrooms, two and a half baths, just under 2,500 square feet, and it is very close to Canyon Road, El Farol, right off Camino del Monte Sol. It is a single family property, $1,245,000 for fabulous finishes, granite, radiant heat, refrigerated air, copper-clad windows and doors throughout, separate large oversized detached garage with storage, double dishwashers, granite in the kitchen. Kitchen master suites, ensuite baths in both bathrooms. Just super great property and great neighbors. It's also priced in the midsection for this compound that it's located in, so it's a great buy relative to the other properties around it. Three courtyards, surround sound, a plaster wall, security system both in the main house and the garage, and beautifully, beautifully landscaped, tons of aspens, and ideal location. So basically, bottom line for the location and price and quality, it's, I think, the best buy out there right now on the market.
Excellent job. You sold me on it. And again, that's 437 Camino del Monte. So you're going to be there from when to when, Casey?
I'm here right now. I will be here until 145, and it's in the Curis-Curo compound. The gates are open, so you don't need a code to come in, and I will be here till about 1:45.
And what's the best way for someone to get there in case they're not totally familiar with
If they're not totally familiar, I would come down Canyon Road. I would make a right at the Geronimo parking lot right before El Farol, go up Del Monte Sol. You will see my sign there. It'll be about a block up just past the Rios Woodyard on your left.
Okay. That's Casey Martin, who's going to be at this beautiful property, well-priced with enormous number of amenities, 437 Camino del Monte. So you're going to be there until 1:45. And I just have one little little factoid to tell you. My in-studio guest today, Tom Sion of Westgate Properties, you were married on Camino del Monte, or what was it? What's the deal?
Yeah, I was married about 20 years ago on Camino del Monte Sol at a home across the street from that property.
Oh, I have another tidbit, too, if you'll let me throw this in, Ray. This compound has been the rental compound to the stars. Christian Bale has stayed in this compound. Renee Zellweger has stayed in this compound. Jeremy Irons has stayed in this compound. And I'm sure many others that I do not know. But this is a favorite for the Hollywood set. So, yes, it's a great rental, too. If you want to rent to Hollywood, this is the place to have it.
And I bet they all weren't there at the same time. That would have been a heck of a party to attend, wouldn't it?
I actually think two of them were here at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's a separate
they
story.
They like the privacy and the amenities and the proximity to El Farol and Geronimo.
Well, yeah. We're adding our own movie star, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, who also is right there in Camino Del Monte. So, anyway, Casey,
awesome.
Good luck.
Okay.
I hope
Thank
the buyer
you.
Is on his or her way today. Talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Back to Tom Simon. Do you know how much time do we have here? Just want to give Mr. Simon 7 minutes. Wow. Gosh, what do you want to talk about? The Green Bay Packers? No. No. Let's go back to our Super Bowl issue today, and that is we're actually giving you some very good responses to questions that were unanswered at Tom Simon's well-attended and very successful Homeowner and Condo Association seminar on the 23rd of January. Tom, there are a couple of other major issues here that people brought up, the attendees asked, and one of them is, how does the Building Unit Ownership Act differ from the Condominium Act in terms of liens or in terms of new bills before the legislature? Anything you want to share on that?
Sure. First of all, the Building Unit Ownership Act is not one most people are familiar with. It's the precursor to the Condominium Act. And it, I don't think, was really designed to regulate what we know today as condominiums. So it doesn't really have much of the same content, although there's still quite a few homeowner associations or community associations in Santa Fe that are under that act that were built in the 70s. The question about the liens... when unit owners owe dues, those dues can become a lien against the unit, much like a mortgage is a lien against the unit. And under the Building Unit Ownership Act, you actually have to record that in the county. But under the Condominium Act, it's considered to be automatic.
Uh-huh. One thing that really is becoming more prevalent these days is people are looking at green building, how they can enhance their property using green technology. And that goes right to the heart of one of the other questions that came up. The question from the attendee was, if declarations, and again, Tom Simon talked about what the declarations are, important document associated with an association. If declarations prohibit solar panels that are visible, is this provision legal? What's your thought on that?
You know, there's a lot of provisions in these documents, especially under the Building Unit Ownership Act, that may or may not be consistent with current law. It doesn't necessarily make it illegal for it to be there in the document. The question is whether it's enforceable or not. And with regard to solar panels, there is an act called the Solar Act, I believe it is. I am not the expert by any means. I know it exists, but it allows unit owners to install solar panels on their roofs. That's going to be changing if new legislation to amend that act come into play. It'll be a lot more difficult for that to be regulated by the community.
And that's something that's been in the legislature during the session, I think.
Correct,
it?
Yeah.
Well, again, at the end of the legislature, Tom Simon's going to host another Homeowner and Condo Association seminar that will provide you with answers to what the legislature did relative to these very important issues. A couple of additional questions that came up that we were not able to address on the 23rd of January. Who enforces the code of conduct for a board? And how do you deal with a rogue board member? Gosh, that reminds me of a political candidate using the word rogue. But go ahead. How do you address that issue?
Well, you know, the code of conduct is really just a way of communicating the culture and the ethics that the board agrees on in the conduct of their business. So it's not really a question so much of enforcing the code of conduct. It's self-enforced, I suppose you could say. And it provides objective criteria. We were talking about objective criteria before in terms of the mentally ill homeowner, and it's really better to talk in terms of behavior. So it's objective criteria to as a guide for board members to conduct themselves.
Mm. And I'll tell you what, we've got about a minute left or so, Tom, before we have to close out the show. So why don't you give some concluding thoughts to the listeners today about the importance of a variety of homeowner and condo association issues that actually came up during that January 23rd seminar.
Well, I think the most important thing is education. It's the fact that there isn't a sufficient education of board members and unit owners is one of the reasons why this HOA legislation that we've talked about so much is so important, because there's existing laws out there that do guide boards in how to conduct themselves, but if they aren't aware of them, then they're likely to do things that are contrary to the law or contrary to a good functioning community association.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, education is at the beginning and the end of any kind of learning process, so we'll take that to the bank. I want to thank Tom Simon of Westgate Properties for all of my other guests for offering some terrific commentary today. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for making the show a real hit. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Tom Simon, I look forward to doing another remote broadcast with you real soon. Okay?
I do, too. Thank you, Ray.
So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260, KTRC AM, Santa Fe.